Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to C103's Cork Today podcast. Phone and text lines are currently closed.
And we're heading to Times Square, Ballincollig, to the Health Hub, where Annalise Dressel joins me. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome. Let's get straight into the questions. Hi, Patricia, question please for Annalise. Could Annalise recommend something for ulcerated colitis? I'm suffering a really bad flare-up at the moment, which is causing a lot of pain. Thanking you.
So ulcerative colitis is an autoimmune condition, Patricia, where the immune system has actually attacked the small and the large intestine. It can go all the way up, and it causes ulceration, huge amount of inflammation and ulceration. So when you're in a flare-up, you'd be in terrible pain. So the natural treatment, really, Patricia, is to kind of work with the autoimmune condition. What I would find mostly with my clients who come to me with any either Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, but also other autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, the gut is always involved. Food intolerances are very, very common. So for long-term management, it's really important to kind of rule out what foods are causing an immune response and eliminate those from your diet as much as possible. And then we work on doing gut healing. So gut healing would be applicable in this case here for sure. L-glutamine is a lovely one for gut healing. And of course, you need the good probiotics as well. Marshmallow extract is very healing for the lining of for the epithelial cells that line the intestine. Very good for that and very soothing. Slippery elm is another fantastic one too. And something called gamma arisinol. Now, they all sound like, foreign language, Patricia. Yeah. So I think if you go into a health store, most products will have a combination of those. So what you're really looking for is a gut healing supplement. And the ones I could highly recommend, Nature's Plus, they do one called GI Natra, N-A-T-R-A, Wellness. And that is a total combo product for gut healing. And even better, if you could get your hands on it, is the Nutri Advanced, and it's called NutriFlux. And that, again, is another lovely combo product. There is also, Patricia, a lot of research that shows people who've got ulcerative colitis have got a higher amount of Yersinia bacteria in the gut. It's a particular strain of bacteria that is in all of our guts, but really high number for these people. So it might be worth having a stool test done to see what are the population of the beneficial and the non-beneficial bacteria in there and address that. And the final thing I would add in is not a nice natural anti-inflammatory. And in the case of ulcerative colitis, Quest actually do a probiotic product that has got turmeric extract that will make it down as far as the lower gut. It's called Tumbiotics Gold, I think it's called. But it's, yes, Tumbiotics Gold, that's exactly the one that it is. And you could also take the Nutri Advanced, do a very, very powerful natural anti-inflammatory called Curcudine Forte.
Okay, it sounds really painful, is it?
It's very painful, and Crohn's as well, Patricia. They can severely affect people's life. Like, a lot of people just wouldn't be able to work at all, you know. But if you can get it into remission, you can keep it in remission with like a very healthy lifestyle. And I have lots of customers that have and clients that have done that. Now, it takes a good bit of work, so I would definitely recommend seeing a practitioner, a nutritional therapist, or another practitioner that can guide you through all the steps.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is it similar advice to somebody who says, hi, Annalise, I've got gastritis. I can actually taste the acid in my mouth. Plus, I can get very bad stomach pain. And when I sit down, I can feel the pain in my stomach much more.
So I think similar, but not actually the same, Patricia, because this is probably something else that's going on here. So the first thing is that there's probably a little bit of a weakness in the valve that connects the stomach up to the throat. That is called the esophageal sphincter muscle. So if that's weak, acid can escape up and it can give you terrible heartburn. Also, if the stomach lining is exposed at all, the acid that is released when you eat will irritate it hugely. And over time, that can actually cause ulceration, but it definitely can cause discomfort. So in this case, it's not an autoimmune really here. I think there's probably something that's caused this inflammation in the first place. It can be a number of different things. The first thing is a bacteria can actually cause it, called Helicobacter pylori, that lives in the stomach. So if you've had a gastroscopy, generally they'll check to see if you've got that bacteria living there, and they'll treat it with something called triple antibiotic therapy. That's one cause. Second cause, smoking. Very bad, weakens the little valve and irritates the stomach. Overuse of caffeine and alcohol, very high fat diet, or food intolerances. So they would be at the root of the problem. So identifying those would be important. So what I'd recommend for this person, now the GI Nutra product as a full healing product would work as well. That's by Nature's Plus. But particularly, I think for this person, I would recommend Slippery Elm taken before eating to coat the stomach and protect the lining from the acid. And also something called zinc carnosin, C-A-R-N-O-Z-I-N. And that helps tighten up that little valve, but it also nourishes the mucus-producing cells, so they'll produce a nice big thick layer of mucus that protects the stomach and keeps it healthy. And then if you're struggling to digest, a good digestive enzyme, I can highly recommend either the Udo's or the Terra Nova do a lovely one, and they do that with and without probiotics. And take the three of those for a couple of months, and hopefully that will clear up your problem. But if it doesn't, you need to investigate why it's reoccurring.
OK, I might try and put the two of these together. We had an email in from a listener who is getting chemotherapy at the moment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and wants to know, is there anything she can take to boost her immune system? And then another listener was on to say, could you ask Annalise, please, my sister is going for a double breast removal due to cancer. It's second time around, bless her heart. Is there anything she can take before surgery to boost her immune system? So I don't know if they're both the same answer?
Well, I think they're different, I suppose, Patricia, in that when you're taking chemotherapy, you have to be quite careful about what you can take, because chemotherapy needs to be very toxic. And if you take natural supplements that make it less toxic, it mightn't be as effective. So in terms of boosting the immune system, I do know that probably vitamin D would be appropriate. I do think that a lot of doctors would say don't take vitamin C because it is a natural detoxifier. There is that this answer would apply to both. There is a product by a company that are a Spanish company. They do mushrooms, Patricia. And they've started very much focusing in on the use of mycotherapy, which is mushrooms, for use during people getting treatment for cancer and for chemotherapy and for radiotherapy. And I've used those products myself for a couple of my clients. And they've had chemotherapy without, some of them, you know, kept their hair, but their energy stayed up, their appetite stayed up, they didn't get sick, so they didn't have to stop doing chemo. Now, they're expensive, they're extremely expensive. But the company is called HIFAS, H-I-F-A-S, Deterra, D-E-T-E-R-R-A. And it is their range of mushrooms. So if you go online and Google them, you'll find them. But you can set up an account and you can order them online. Or people can talk to me here in the shop and I'm very happy to order it for them.
Okay.
So that would be very safe for both people. And then prior to surgery, you're a little bit safer. You could take an immune-boosting supplement and you need something like the Nature's Plus do a lovely immune support. One that has got everything in there, including beta glucans, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D. They're all suitable before surgery because you're not worried about the chemo drug itself.
Mm, OK, and we wish both the best of luck in their treatment. OK, hi, Annalise. I was told by my doctor to take kelp. It's for low thyroid levels. Since I started taking kelp, I can't tolerate some medicines, for example, antibiotics and even Panadol. Is it safe to take kelp while taking an antibiotic?
I actually don't know the answer to that question, Patricia. I would say that it should be because kelp is basically a food, but I don't know what it's doing to this person in terms of changing their metabolism. So the reason I would say to take kelp is because kelp as seaweed is a lovely balanced form of things that the thyroid gland needs to make thyroid hormone, which is iodine and selenium, magnesium. They're all in the right kind of balance there to support a healthy thyroid. So obviously it's doing something for this person that makes them unable to tolerate certain drugs. I haven't heard of it before. I would say it's safe with an antibiotic because people eat seaweed all the time in Japan and it doesn't affect their ability to take medication. But clearly this person is a different. Some people are very sensitive, so maybe just if you're on an antibiotic, maybe leave it off those days.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Annalise. I'm 65. What can I take for mental sharpness and memory? That's from Pat.
Okay, so there's a few different ones that are always good for the brain. And of course, the first one is, like the old grandmothers would have said, fish for the brain. The fish oils are wonderful. What you're looking for is, you don't need the omega-3, 6 and 9. I think just omega-3 is plenty. But you're looking for one that's high in DHA. So there's two types of omega-3 fish oil. One is EPA, which is more anti-inflammatory, eicosapentaenoic acid. The other one, DHA, which is pentadoic acid, is much better for the brain, for keeping tissue nice and moist, so it's very good for dry eye. But like, if you get a fish oil, they'll both be in it, but look for one that's higher in DHA. And that's a great one for lots of reasons. It definitely, they think it can help prevent the formation of the amyloid plaque that's common for Alzheimer's. It definitely helps with retention of memory. There's another lovely one that if you happen to go on holidays to Spain, that you could get over in Spain or Germany or any place, and it's called ginkgo biloba, and that one has been used for over 2,000 years, Patricia, by the Chinese for their brains and for memory. We can't buy it over the counter here in Ireland because it can have the effect of blood thinning. They're very strict about, like the medicines board, about what we can sell in Ireland. So it's very, very safe, but it's just that for some people, if they're on a blood thinner, it might also thin the blood. So if you're away on holidays, if someone's away on holidays, get that one. We actually do have it in the shop here as a tea, but it wouldn't be as strong as taking the supplement. That's another lovely one. Now, then there's a couple of different combo products that work very well. So Revive Active, they do a great one called Mastermind. And actually, I've tried that one myself, Patricia, and I took it a couple of years ago when I just was finding it very hard to sit and focus. And I definitely found it helped me with focus. So that's a great one for all the students coming up to their exams as well. And then, of course, there's Viridian, always a lovely company. They do great products. And they do a cognitive complex, which is very nice as well. Turmeric, just as a natural anti-inflammatory, it's great for preventing degeneration of the brain as well. And also following a very, very low sugar diet is probably the best thing you can do for your brain in the long term.
Okay. Hi, Annalise. What could you recommend for me, please? When I bend over, there's a smell in my nose, but I only notice it. I notice it more when I bend over. Something going on with the sinuses, is it?
It could be, Patricia, or maybe not. Maybe it's actually coming from the stomach, because if you're bending over and if you're pushing up that stomach acid, you might get that. Like, it's a question I would ask for, in the clinics is, do you wake up in the morning with a bad taste in your mouth or a sore throat? And that's because acid is coming up at night. When you bend down, maybe it's pushing the acid because it's only when he's bending over. So if it was sinus, it would be all the time, I think. So maybe it could be that. in which case you need to work on the stomach, take the zinc carnosine to tighten up that little valve, and maybe take a probiotic. But interestingly, Patricia, the some people, since they've had COVID or since they've had the COVID vaccine, have had difficulty with smell. And for I have had one customer, this lovely young girl, who had a problem with everything she smells, smells terrible. And so it's affected her appetite. And that's since COVID. It's done something with her ability to taste and smell. And I do think it's linked in with the stomach. So treat the stomach first. And if that doesn't do the job, then maybe something like a sinus rinse with saline liquid will just clear out the sinuses in case there's any bacteria there causing it.
That I've heard of more people who lost their sense of taste and smell. From people that you're interacting with, does it come back for a lot of people?
For most people, it does, Patricia, but it can take a very long time. And actually, I've been doing an awful lot of kind of trying to educate myself around long COVID, because we don't understand it. It's very difficult to get a handle on. And one of the therapies around smell is actually smell retraining. So they use essential oils to retrain the brain, because it's like the signals to the brain have been mixed up. So if you've got kind of essential oils at home, even if you can't smell them, sit down and sniff them in every day. And that is part of the kind of the retraining of the brain to recognise strong smells again.
Because we use our sense of smell even with eating, don't we? With
Oh, absolutely. And anyone who's a cold would know that if the nose is blocked, you can't taste your food. So they're supremely linked. And certainly for people who've lost their sense of taste, the enjoyment around food is gone, which is such a loss, really, because it's so lovely to sit down and actually actively enjoy your food. It's tied in with weight loss then, of course, as well. People find it hard to eat. So I would recommend for anybody that has got the long-term smell issue from COVID, definitely take a zinc, because zinc is very much tied in with the sense of taste and smell. And zinc is a huge one for the immune system. And people who take zinc when they're sick recover much quicker than people who don't. So take zinc.
Okay, listen, pleasure as always. Thanks for that, Annalise. We'll talk next Monday. Bye-bye. Annalise Russell, healthhubstore.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.